Welcome back, listeners, to yet another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of April 17th, 2023. Attacker wounds imam at a New Jersey mosque. Disgruntled employee kills 5 and injures 8 in a Louisville bank. U.S. designates an Al-Qaeda-affiliated group leader as a global terrorist. And the Justice Department announces $2.7 billion in funding for victims of terrorism. Let's jump right into these stories. The suspect who allegedly stabbed an imam during early morning prayers at the Omar Mosque in Paterson, New Jersey, April 10th, told police he intended to kill the cleric because he disagreed with the mosque's collection of money in the name of Islam, media reports. Sarif Zorab, 32, was among worshippers when he rushed forward, wielding 2 knives, and stabbed Imam Saeed El-Makeb, 65, who was leading prayer multiple times in the back. Congregants subdued Zorba and contacted law enforcement. Authorities said Zorba, who faces a number of charges, including attempted murder, was not a member of the congregation but had visited before. Officials at the Mevlana Kami Mosque, also in Paterson, said Zorba attended prayer services there every day since the beginning of the Ramadan holy season. On April 7th, at the Mevlana Kami Mosque, Zorba reportedly draped a black scarf over his head and face and remained there without moving for an hour and a half, intimidating worshippers, before allegedly confronting the imam about wearing a tie. The incident remains under investigation. Police shot and killed a bank employee who gunned down 5 co-workers and injured 8 others at his workplace in Louisville, Kentucky, April 10th, while live-streaming the attack on Instagram, according to media reports. Connor Sturgeon, 25, launched his attack at the downtown Louisville Old National Bank in the morning, a half hour before the building opened to the public. Video footage of the massacre captured the gunman carrying out the rampage with an AR-15-style weapon for approximately 1 minute. The suspect reportedly sat down in the lobby area and was facing the street when police arrived and engaged him in a gun battle. Prior to the incident, Sturgeon received a notice of termination from bank officials. He interned at the bank for 3 summers before securing a full-time position in June 2021 and a promotion in April 2022. The U.S. Department of State designated Sami Mahmoud Mohammed al-Uraidi as a specially designated global terrorist April 11th for his leadership in the role of Haras al-Din, an Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorist group, according to media reports. The State Department designated the group as a terrorist organization in 2019 for killings, kidnappings, and violent targeting of members of religious minority groups. The State Department is offering a reward up to $5 million for information on the identification and location of al-Uraidi, a Jordanian citizen who U.S. officials accuse of being involved in terrorist plots against the United States and Israel. The new designation freezes all assets and property subject to U.S. jurisdiction under al-Uraidi's name and comes 9 months after the U.S. military killed Ab Hamza al-Yemeni, a senior Yaras al-Din leader in Syria's Idlib province. On April 10th, the Justice Department announced that the government would disburse payments totaling $2.7 billion to 5,361 victims of international terrorism, including certain victims, spouses, and children of the 9/11 attacks. These payments will bring the total compensation paid by the U.S. Victims of State-Sponsored Terrorism Fund to all eligible victims to more than $6 billion. The Criminal Division's Money Laundering and Asset Recovery Section administers the program, which Congress established in 2015. To date, the fund has paid more than $3.3 billion to victims in 4 rounds of distributions. These latest payments are in addition to the previous distributions. The number of eligible claimants has grown from over 2,000 in 2017 to the present-day total of more than 15,500. Of those, 2,117 claimants are 9/11 victims and family members of victims, while another 3,652 claimants have claims related to other acts of international state-sponsored terrorism. The program is funded by forfeit assets, penalties, and fines from civil and criminal matters involving prohibited transactions with state sponsors of terrorism. Since 2015, Congress updated the fund's eligibility requirements, allowing certain groups impacted by international state-sponsored terrorism, such as 9/11 victims, to receive payments. In 2021, the Government Accountability Office calculated lump-sum catch-up payments totaling $2.7 billion to certain 9/11 victims and their families based on the fund's payments to other victims impacted by 9/11. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHS&P or the State of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHS&P at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.